Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's going on?
What's up? Welcome back to Vanderpump Rules Party.
Quite a night.
Yes. I was entertained. What about you?
Yes. Very exciting Vanderpump. Very explosive Valley. Fun and light and entertaining. Watch what happens live.
Yeah.
So, you guys, tonight we'll catch you up on stuff that's been going on, and then we will get into Vanderpump, and then tomorrow we will cover the after show and the Valley, which, so I got to kind of pleasure watch, even though it was on my computer, the Valley, so I can't wait to watch it again.
Me too.
It was good.
It was.
A lot of you guys have been reacted to Holly's mention of going, you know, doing YouTube lives and wanting to know if that's ready, when we're rolling that out. So there is a YouTube channel. It's just not very active, right? So we plan on being active and proactive on that. Do you want to start next week? Give it a shot?
Sure.
Okay. So you guys, we will, of course, announce to you more details, but we're going to shoot for next week and make that more of a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, go to our Patreon. Thank you to all of our new Patreon subscribers. We did do a fun episode the other day. It was Sunday. So go check that out. A lot of people said it was a good one. We talked about a lot of the stuff going on, a lot of the gossip, some of the Jax and Lori K stuff, which I really liked your point that because I'm struggling. You know, I don't buy blind items, and the Reddit stuff can be just so made up and gossipy that I find it far-fetched, like, that Lori K would risk her career, reputation, her clients, her marriage, her kids, and then even if she did, to do it in, like, a public place, and there's just too many things that don't add up for me. I do think that perhaps, you know, she wanted to talk to him in private, like, you know, she's his publicist, so she wants him to, you know, don't be so flirty or don't, you know, whatever it is, whatever she had to discuss with him.
Right.
So who knows? Because people are speculating. They're like, ooh, you know, Britney's unfollowed. Now Britney's mom, Sherry, unfollowed Lori K. It's like, you know what? It could just be, you know, there's a picture of the Toms there with their girlfriends and then Lori K there. I don't know. Maybe Brittany thought, oh, Lori K's supporting him, flirting with other girls or something. Who knows? I don't know, because Brittany said herself on her own podcast that she's willing to, like, hook up, hang out with a dude, and that Jax is open to do that too. So I don't think she could get mad about Jax flirting with other girls or anything like that. So I don't know what caused the unfollows. Who knows? But I think some of the rumors are a bit far-fetched, but they are everywhere, right? So we had to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We shared our experience, which, you know, we thought was weird, but it, you know, doesn't mean anything. And that's where it lies.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other fun stuff on that last Patreon, so you guys go check it out. It's only $3 a month, and we've already had several things loaded in there this month. We've got more things to put in there before the end of the month. So for $3, you get a lot. And then on this feed, the regular feed yesterday, normally I'll do the Summer House recap on Patreon, but I put this one out publicly just to let you guys know we are covering Summer House, but also wanted to address the Ariana stuff that happened on Sunday. Shout out to Kimberly, who sent us some great coverage on everything Ariana said and some videos. We put all of the videos in Patreon, so there's another reason to go over there. You can see Aria on stage and, like, much of her interview. And so we covered everything that she said on stage at that LA Festival of Books. Everything she revealed is on yesterday's regular podcast that says Summer House Recap. Just listen to the first part, and that's about Ariana. Are you taking pictures with a Kodak camera? Like a disc camera.
I'm like on the after show, like when the someone's talking and like the boys start getting on their phone and texting.
It literally sounded like freeze frame.
With a what?
Okay, so that's that. since the news of yesterday, we've had more news come out. So part of the Patreon we did was talking about something about her and also the Ariana interview, saying how it was dangerously close to opening. Katie revealed they were training staff. Well, they have announced now. They're supposed to be opening May 22nd. Something about her. I did invite Penny, Chef Penny, to come on the podcast and tell us the facts, according to her, but I have not heard back.
Oh, darn.
To be honest, though, I haven't really looked, and we've had so many notifications, it's kind of hard to keep up.
I know. I haven't really looked today either. Yikes.
So she may have replied. don't know it. I'm excited.
I don't want to open my phone again and have it blast out.
What day is May 22nd?
It's a Wednesday.
Well, and you know, we talked about going up and doing like, because I think the finale, it'll either be the finale or it'll be part two of the reunion, should be that 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Or that might even be the Valley finale. Oh, look, it's a rhyme. Valley finale. So we had talked about going to Jax's end of May. I could stay overnight and go to something about her on the 22nd.
I was like, I'm not looking to do a double header.
I'll do that. You know why I'll do it? Because now I am accustomed to taking one for the team alone, as you have in the past. Holly has gone to like a couple Sandoval shows alone, and a couple other things alone. However, in my defense, I did something very humiliating, taking one for the team. And I went to Chili's per Brock's challenge that he would restory anyone that follows his instructions of, go to Chili's, mate, take a picture of my wife here on this Chili's card, and order yourself an espresso martini, and I will restory you. So, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it by myself. I'm not going to bother to ask anyone to go with me and take a picture of me because I know they would be mortified of me holding up a picture of Sheena in a bar, you know, like, come on. So instead, I took all the embarrassment on my own shoulders. I went to the bar. Luckily, I found a corner booth and I faced away from the bar so I couldn't see faces of people looking at me like, oh my God, what's wrong with that girl? I could see a wall, and luckily the wall was lit, so I had my kind of like built-in Lumi light. And I ordered the espresso martini. And I proceeded to take selfies of myself, by myself, while holding a picture of Sheena and Katie, really taking one for the team.
I feel like you should have done, like, a video and been like, what's up? This is Vanderpump Rules Party, taking one for the team here and trying the blah, 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 blah.
Oh, well, now you tell me. I told you I was doing it.
I know. Well, I thought of it after. And then I was like, okay, like, maybe I should go do one.
Yeah.
But like, see if I can do it to Katie and get Katie to reply or something.
Well, Brock guaranteed a restory, and so that's why I did it, for exposure.
But what does Brock have to do with it? Like,
his wife. He benefits from that paycheck. Come on. He said it tonight. She's the breadwinner. I think you should, because the other problem was, how could I had this vision in my head. I would be like next to the card with Sheena and Katie. I'd be holding my martini, taking a drink while holding my phone in one hand. But if I did that, the card was so low. So I was trying to prop it up on whatever I could find around the table and stuff. And then I was starting to cause a scene, and the waiter kept staring at me. I was like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
So I had to keep the glass on the table.
No, just, you need people to be with you. Like, that would be really hard by yourself. Like, I was, and then I was like, what am I going to do? Bring Daisy and Ronnie and have them sit there and be like, espresso martinis are the way to go at Chili's.
Well, no, but Ronnie could videotape you.
Yes, for sure. And then I was thinking, like, could I tell the bartenders, like, I need you guys to make me this drink, but then, like, can someone drink it after because I don't want it to waste? And, like, there's no way I will drink that.
Well, there's – I left – I showed you what I left, and no one said anything to me. So – and I am a drinker, and I generally want to get my money's worth, but in this case, I was unable to.
Oh, I wish if it was anything else, like I could do it.
That's what Patreon's for. Take $12 of the Patreon money. Have all the people that bought us a coffee use that coffee money for the espresso martini
and take one for the team. Yeah, you're right.
Or isn't there someone that would like it that you could bring with? Not really. No. I am.
I'm like Sandy, but like, could you imagine it? No, it's, I have so many stories from this weekend. Like I feel like our Patreon and like our podcast has gotten like not to brag, but it's like gotten so much bigger that people don't like, aren't as invested in some of like, you know, our old school stories. So it's like hard to bring it back up without like, you know, or the rest of our audience being like, who, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
So, if things slow down in the off season, guys, I'm writing them all down though. So don't worry.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I mean,
this one involved the Spaghetti Factory. So,
oh, I love that place.
Yeah. It was good.
Well, Brock did restory. So he kept his word. And
so far, have you been the only one so far?
That's what I was going to say. So far, we're the only ones. So I did take a picture of just the card and the martini. So I might go post that on my personal one. So it looks like you got another one.
Wait, so are you telling me that you went into your local Chili's and literally Sheena and Katie were on your table?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
They're on every table.
So you guys, sound off if you've been to your local Chili's recently and you've seen them there. Like, we want to know.
Yeah. A lot of people asked what I thought of the drink. Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, shit on anything. No. And it's not bad enough to shit on. It's just not for me. But I would say it's drinkable, in quotes. Like, I could continue drinking it. Like, I wasn't really in the mood to drink and...
Like, you know, the ones at Tom Tom that we could not finish drinking? Was it like that?
No.
Better than that?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
It was more like, you know, they said they use espresso mix. So whatever that means, probably some kind of powder. It tasted like regular coffee. Like, I'm talking like, I'm on the brim of freaking out and Folgers. It tasted like that. And I did see on the bar a big thing of like Green Mountain Valley, you know, which is kind of a basic coffee.
Right, right.
It tasted like just regular coffee in a pot with like maybe some Kahlua, but like no cream or anything. So it was like a flavor of coffee.
And then what did the tequila taste like with that?
So, and I wasn't so worried about the tequila as I was the spiced rum with the tequila and the coffee. It's just three very distinctive flavors.
Did you have acid reflux after?
No.
Okay, that's good.
It kind of was a little flat and a little watered down, and it was fine. Like, I took several sips. I left half full, so it was like I drank enough of it, but I didn't like finish it. I didn't, you know, half.
Well, that's good. That's like a good sampling.
Yeah, I wanted to give it a fair shot.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right.
So, there we go.
Love it.
That was done. What else has happened? Well, Sandoval's attorney has clapped back at Raquel's lawsuit, and what we discovered today is that Sandoval's attorney is Matthew Garagos, the brother of Raquel's attorney, Mark Garagos. So if you guys didn't get the Instagram reel we posted, that's what it's the two brothers that are representing Sandoval and Raquel, and that's why I was making a joke like, wonder what that Thanksgiving's gonna be like.
Yeah.
It was interesting reading like the points. You know, they're like, well, there wasn't intent because, as Raquel said herself, it fell out of his pocket, therefore Sandoval didn't consent or intend. Okay, that's fair, but he did fail to protect his phone that contained illicit, unconsented material. So it's kind of like a gun. You can have a gun, but you're required by law to keep it in a gun case or keep it unloaded. And what if you didn't? So therefore, you're liable, right?
Yes.
And then there's no... I get that there's no... Part of it is you have to have, like, intention. And he intentionally intrude, and he didn't have the intention. But again, it's like you can't use ignorance of not knowing the law as an excuse. I didn't know that was a law. You're still on the hook for, you know, breaking the law. So it said that if it would be intrusive, if the intrusion would be offensive to a reasonable person, well, I think yes. If anyone didn't consent to that, like they're saying, oh, because she put it on FaceTime, she agrees, and they're public figures, she agrees that she ran the risk. It's like, no, she agreed to a FaceTime with her person who was in a private space. She didn't agree to a recording of sexually explicit content to be distributed, you know, and seen by other than the person intended. So I don't know. I mean, I guess they had points, but... And then the Ariana thing, obviously no one wants to see her in the suit. I think it's just because she said, or it was said, that she sent it to her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not Sandoval's fault. Like, he didn't send it, right? So she'd be on the hook for actually... I think if she just saw it on his phone, she wouldn't be part of anything.
Right. But
the fact that she sent it is where she's involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. I just think it's... I mean, July 2nd, if we're in town, we should try to go and hear the arguments. I mean, it's just the initial one. This was a demur, right? That's to, like, to stop proceedings and, like, there's no cause for action. Drop your charges. Like, that's the quest. And, like, they were supposed to, like, April 12th was the deadline, which has since passed. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens, but...
Crazy.
Yeah. Did you see Lala's video?
I did.
So you guys, Lala did an Amazon Live. She's like sobbing in it. It's an emotional video. Say she's staying away from social media. I'm just confused because she's like, I know what the blowback is and I see what people are saying. But like she's been saying for months on her podcast that she doesn't look at any of the comments and she's off social media. She'll post and then she'll delete the app, post, then delete the app. But I'm like, then why are you crying if you're not seeing anything? Like, which is it?
Well, and then I'm also confused about like what the blowback is, because people are always going to say stuff about reality TV, like whatever scene that it is, like they're going to comment on everything. Like, isn't she used to that by now? And it's not like anything crazy is going on right now where we're like doing reel after reel of like crazy Lala. You know what I mean? Like what? She's being a little Sheena-ish right now, trying to make it all about herself. It's like, well, dude, no one's even talking about you.
Nick Vile was clapping back at her today, and because what he's been saying is she keeps doing this stuff. She keeps, like, and he thinks she's doing it, like, purposely, you know, for the paycheck, to keep her name out there, to keep, like, people talking about her, like, causing drama and controversy because it's, like, making her money.
Yeah.
But then now she's crying about it. Like, the stuff of her talking about Taylor Swift, like, well, I have sources that have told me. It's like, oh, okay, sure, you have sources that know what goes on between Taylor and Travis in the bedroom, like, that this is all just a PR stunt. And it's like, in what world did Taylor Swift, or even Travis Kelce for that matter, need any more PR than they already had before they even met.
Like, yeah.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Why do you think she said that about them?
I don't know.
to get Cabernet talked about.
Yeah, that's not a good PR move, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would touch a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, girl. That's probably why she's crying. Those are the comments she saw.
Yeah, really.
Swifties, they probably drove to her house and they're picketing. That's how she saw the comments. The comments are, Swifties picketing outside of her house.
Yeah.
Cancel La La.
Oh, man.
We talked about Joe's Live on our last podcast that I told you I just couldn't put it down.
Yes.
But I clicked on the live by mistake, but then I couldn't exit. But I did miss a lot of it when she was talking about sex with Schwartz and giving him blowjobs and how Katie is wrong. Schwartz has a great dick. I'm like, okay, I missed. That must have been the first 10 minutes that I saw. But I was like, I'm not going to watch that. And then it, you know. So I missed some good parts.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, we also, besides a Brock restory, we got a restory from Carl Radke from Summer House.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, I actually, and I feel really bad. I hope he didn't listen to the podcast. Because, you know, I'm not like a huge Carl fan. Like, I don't hate him. I'm just not really, and like, he and Lindsay are kind of the same to me. And like, I think everyone kind of feels that way this season. They're both kind of like, they're both wrong. They're both right. But this episode, he looked so hot, I thought, as like a silver fox. I'm like, I've never really been like that attracted to him, but this look, I was like, wow. I'm like, I think he should do that like full time. And it just reminded me of Andy. And so I put up, you know, who's your sexier silver fox zaddy or whatever. And he restoried it, but because then I was like, okay, even though there's thousands of votes, it's hard to find any of you guys, right? But you can scroll really fast and just keep your eye laser focused for that blue check. And so I was scrolling like blue check. And so I was able to find his vote and he voted for Andy.
That's
so hope. That made me like him. I'm like, well, that's funny. He voted for Andy and he restored. So I'm sorry, Carl. I'll keep an open mind going forward. I think I've been pretty fair with him. Like this last episode, they were both right and wrong. And I saw both of their perspectives, so.
I just appreciate when someone can laugh at themselves. Like, it makes everything so much more fun and light and the reason why we watch reality TV.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
And when they interact and, like, you know, appreciate that you do a poll about them, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think we even followed him. I think maybe I followed him before I tagged him because, like.
Yeah.
It's a better look, but
I've done that before.
or they don't come up in your, and with me, it's very challenging when I can't use my I or J or K. So I have to hope that I follow them for them to like pop up as suggested.
Yeah. Yes.
Because otherwise it's a struggle. Okay. Well, I think that's all I have. You guys, we might be having a fun summer event. We're hoping and shooting for June. We'll see about May. We might be doing something in May, but like fingers crossed, we're not going to talk about it yet because I don't like to jinx anything. But we will keep you posted.
Yes.
Did anything pop off that I have failed to notice? Because it seemed like everything was happening as we were watching the show.
No, I know. And I was like, I was texting you, but then I was like still trying to, I do it on my phone. So I have like,
I have
a minimal like screen. And then like, I'm still, it's awesome though. Cause I can still text and be in my notes. But every once in a while, when I go into an app that like audio plays or like video, it'll pause it. So I'm like, ah. And then as if that wasn't bad enough, at the end, the last 5 minutes of the valley, my phone died. So like that the best part. So I'm like, oh, cool. This is how the day's going. Great.
Oh, it was the best part. It's literally like the last 15 seconds.
Oh, I know. I knew it was coming.
Shit.
I'll have time to rewatch that. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into the Vanderpump episode 13 recap. Before we do that, let's talk about our sponsor for the week. Once again, you guys have heard us talk about apostrophe. I'm not sure if you guys have felt overwhelmed. I certainly have, by the amount of choices there are when you're shopping for something, whether you're looking for cereal or toilet paper, cleaning supplies. There's just so many options. You know, it's hard to know what works best for you. When it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, it's even more overwhelming. I can't tell you how many times I have Googled, like, what's the best eye cream, what's the best night cream, best sunscreen, what's, you know, for age spots or wrinkles. It's so overwhelming. There's so many results. And a lot of times they're just companies who are paying for, like, the top Google search ad. So you're not really getting legitimate products that are designed for what you're looking for, what you need. So I really was, you know, wanted to experience an expert that could help me figure out what's right. But, you know, I don't really want to go to the doctor, make an appointment. Sometimes these appointments are like 2 months out, right? I do go to a dermatologist for other issues, and it takes me often three months to get an appointment. And this isn't even for my skincare. So, I've been wanting to find a way to have someone advise me on what was right for my skin. Because we know finding skincare products that actually work for you can be complicated. So that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, who is the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, acne scarring. Apostrophe will help you love the skin that you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then you snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne to body acne. It treats breakouts from head to toe. As I mentioned, I like that I didn't personally have to go to a dermatology office. I could consult with an expert team without leaving my home, but still who can assess my skin and provide me products knowing they were targeted for my specific needs and desires. It was very simple and convenient. I also, once assessed, I got my products in the mail in a cute little package that I loved unboxing, and it was cute colors, and, you know, that just, it makes it more exciting when you're doing your skin prep if something's pretty.
It does.
So we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pumpers when you use our code pumpers. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com. That's apostrophe.com/pumpers and click get started. Then use code pumpers at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Yes.
Episode 13.
I did find one more social media thing that I just wanted to say. It kind of is, well, yeah, it is Vanderpump Rule. So, did you see that Zach sounded off back, like, about Joe's live that she did? He did, like, a pretty big response.
Zach Wickham?
Or a comment, yes.
About Joe?
Yes.
Why is it his business?
I don't know what he, listen to what he said. So he goes, okay, so let's start with a few corrections. You never talk with Tom because he doesn't want to talk with you, and he does it out of, and if he does, he does it out of politeness. Sophia is not a fan of the show, but you sure were when you met Kristen. And I could go on, but I'll just end on one note. You are the one that gave up your friendship with Kristen and decided that being on TV was more important than someone who has been there for you, supported you, paid, in all caps, for you when no one else was. Don't say you wouldn't be friends with Kristen again, like you have a choice.
Okay. Okay, when he was talking about her relationship with Schwartz, I was like, butt out, buddy. Nobody asked you. However, if he's coming in here at this angle defending Kristen, that's fine, because he and Kristen are, like, best friends, and I get it.
I just thought that, I thought it was interesting, and like, it's kind of nice seeing someone stick up for, take up for Kristen.
I take up for her all the time.
Oh, Brittany.
Yeah, no, I have a change of tune. He's standing up for Kristen, everything Kristen did for Joe, and it was many years they were best friends, so
yeah.
I'm okay with that. But, like, when he's like, Schwartz and Sophia, it's just like, sir?
Yeah, take a okay. seat.
All right, so we have, I kind of want to go to this non-liquor store store.
I know, it looked kind of cool.
You should go.
Like, I know.
Although, the liquor is not your problem. It's the sugar, and they probably are all filled with sugar.
Yeah, that, it really is. You know, this weekend, one of my girlfriends came over, and we made, you know, your pina colada recipe.
I made those, too. It's been, like, a year, and I was like, I'm so sick of everything. I'm like, I'm going to make the pina coladas. Oh, that's funny.
And they were delicious, and my blood sugar does really well with it. Like, when if I get going and I drink, like, a few, then obviously it will spike, but, like, having one is fine. And you know who even had, like, I made one that was, like, a little too thick, and Chad had some, and he loved it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fun.
But, yeah, this place does look really cool.
It's just, like, the bottles look cool. It'd be just a cool store to pop into, and, look, if we're going to, like, something about her or World Dog Day, maybe if it's in the neighborhood, like, pop in.
Yeah.
I'll have to Google it, though.
For sure.
Who knows where it is. Have you noticed the music's changed a little bit? Like, they've upped their budget?
Yes.
I watched the sneak peek the first 7 minutes, and then I watched the episode, and then the episode came back on again right before we were podcasting, so I heard this song 3 times already, and I find myself, like, stopping what I'm doing, and it's like, it's a beat. It's like a emo song, but, like, a light emo. It's like elevator emo.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I noticed it wasn't the same.
I also like very much noticed the Valley's soundtrack. It's like, it's a lot.
Have you paid attention to the theme song yet?
Yes.
I hate it. Every time I'm like, stop. Like, what is that?
it's like Jesse yelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I can't wait to talk about that show.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay, we see another Southwest plane goes over James's house while Graham is eating a tennis ball. Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different airlines represented this episode, so I'm glad I did my poll question last week.
Yeah, and a lot of people were being, like, really big smartasses, and they're like, it's always Southwest, and it's like, oh, it wasn't this time.
No, they had United, they had American, and then they had one. I'm not quite sure if, in fact, I Snapchatted my friend who works for Southwest. I'm like, is this Southwest? The only reason, it was a white plane, and it looked like maybe a red heart, and the only heart airline is, like, Southwest, but it's, like, totally different coloring than Southwest.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out who it could be. Like, because Burbank is not, like, you know, white and red. That's Qantas. Qantas isn't flying into Burbank. You know what I mean? And so I'm waiting on that. Wait, let me check my... I feel like I do have Snapchat notifications here. I never use that. Are you even on Snapchat? Because your name is still here, and sometimes I put you on things, and you never reply.
I do not use. I don't use Snapchat at all. If I use
should
it,
should I delete your?
Yeah, if you want to, because my kids use it to, like, for, like, the filters, but I never let them post or anything. So they, I play with it a lot. We just never open or do anything with it.
Okay, so my friend said, looks like JSX colors. It's, like, private but commercial. It's probably like that plane. Remember Stassi and Rachel went to Vegas thinking they were flying private, but realized it's just, like,
yeah,
a privately chartered commercial plane. Okay, that makes sense. because that one was bothering me. I'm assuming the one with the American flag on the tail was American, and then the blue and white was easily identified as United. Really important details here that we cover, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're like, oh my God, thank God they covered that. It was driving me crazy. So Jax randomly shows up at James's house. Like, he's never been there, and it looks like he's just popping in, neighbor, like, hey, Wilson. It's like, how'd you get his address, Jax? He's like, hey. He's like, Jax? Sure, sir.
Yeah. I have in my notes, like, a little too much Jax this episode. Like, they really, I don't know if it's because I went from watching this right into the valley, so it was, like, double the Jax, but there was a lot of Jax in this episode.
Plus, Jax was part of our evening last night in bed.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that story, guys. Yeah, I think, well, and Brittany was in it, too. So clearly this was a hard, like, let's get the audience ready for these two. Like, let's prep them. Let's warm the viewers up with Jax and Brittany. Because they don't know what's coming. No one knows this valley show's happening.
Yeah.
I noticed in James's garage he has two dirt bikes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Or maybe one was an electric bike, but it was definitely one was a dirt bike. And I was like, I mean, he used to hang out with Max Todd, who likes to dirt bike, but I don't see James as a, James is so clean.
I didn't see his electric bike in, like, episodes in the, like, a couple back.
Okay, so then one was electric and one was a dirt bike, but it's like,
I thought they had two electric bikes. The worst is when one of you has an electric bike and the other one doesn't. Yeah. That blows, let me tell you.
Well, it definitely does. Looked like a dirt bike. It had, like, the red.
No, he seems like he would do that.
But, like, where's his, like, trailer and his truck? Like, he's got a BMW with the doors that fly up the side. like a Phantom or something. It's a Beamer, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's just, like, a really, like, sports car shaped. What's the brand or what's the model of that? It looks like Darth Vader.
I forget what it's called. It's a specific type, though.
Okay. So James shows Jax, so like, here's what we're going to play at a Sir Brunch event. And Jax starts complaining. He's like, is Katie going to be there, my best friend? And Allie's like, ooh, I want to hear this. And James is like, Allie Shu, don't you have a reading to do or something? And she's like, yeah, but I want to hear.
That was funny. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. So I guess Jax was the one asking to have an event at Sir, and like James is finally like, fine, I'll help you. Like, that was
seems very unbelievable to me, but maybe
Lisa doesn't know. Like, what is Jax doing here?
Yeah, she's like, I didn't know.
Who made up these flyers? I would never let him in my establishment. And Guillermo's like, Lisa, we're over capacity. It's good. It's good. You took all my customers away with your two other restaurants.
Yeah.
You owe me. So Jax is mad because he said Katie's telling everyone that Jax has cheated on Brittany. And he's like, she's just mad she can't fuck any more of her ex-husband's friends. And, you know, she can't have me. Like, nah, I don't know what that's the case, but
I doubt that's the case with Katie. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I don't think so.
Lady Swamp Witch is currently at Jax's. Oh, wow. So I didn't think Jax would be there tonight because they put out their Jax's studio Instagram watch party and it says hosted by Brittany. Well, then I thought, okay, Jax probably isn't going to go. I think Jax was there last night. He's not going to go today because they're not, it doesn't seem like they're talking very well right now, right, with the unfollows. And so I'm like, okay, Brittany's going to do this week. Maybe Jax will do next week. But it literally says hosted by Brittany. And she just said, Brittany is not here. Neither is Jax.
Oh.
Well, that's false advertising.
Yeah. That's disappointing. Sometimes they come later, no?
I mean, yeah, Brittany does come later, and their show actually is just coming on in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would hang in there a little bit.
Yeah. Let me, maybe she'll still... Sorry. Well, she's there live. Like, she's kind enough to update us. Okay, so... James said in his confessional, I don't know if I had to choose. I believe Katie. She's a little more trustworthy on her history of things. So I don't think Jax has cheated. Like, obviously in the past, we all would have said yes.
That's a great poll question right there. Who's more trustworthy, Katie or Jax?
That's easy, yeah. I mean, just the fact that Brittany said it herself, Kristen... Janet, all the investigators, the sleuths, I just don't see the time or access. Now, maybe recently, but Brittany has been very clear that that's not why she left. So, I don't know. There's always going to be rumors about him.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I mean, look how he acted on this tonight's episode of The Valley.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just, like, even if he's not doing something, he's still a little inappropriate. You know, like, a little disrespectful, I guess.
Yeah. Jax, so James again, giving good advice. He's like, I think you should just, you know, apologize. So come in with flowers. And he's like, I'm not going to bow down to Lisa just because she has a couple of restaurants in Hollywood. Who cares? I like what comes up later when they play a clip from The Toast. And he's like, ugh, Lisa, she's nothing but a prop anymore on this show. Like, she's so irrelevant. She's just a prop. And that Lisa heard that. Like, Lisa's listening to The Toast, really. Like, who played her that clip? Jerry.
Yeah. That's hurtful, Jerry.
Who else is going to make Pandora, maybe?
Because it's true.
It's totally true.
It's true. Like, that's the thing. Like, and that's why, like, I find Jax, like, very entertaining, along with James. Like, you know, they'll say these things that it's like, oh, not because they're so brilliant and, like, they came up with, like, just this witty comment, but because, like, they'll spit out the truth and just, like, keep walking. It's like,
yeah.
What?
But, like, Julia, she gets to say whatever she yes. wants and gets away with it. But if we said it, we'd be...
Yeah, totally. I envy people like that. I mean,
I know. yeah. Jax, then another plane goes by, and Jax is like, you should add that to your tracks, like your signature sound.
And again, that was funny, too.
Yeah, it was. So we go over to Sheena's, and Brittany is putting mascara on Summer.
Yes.
And Brittany arrives. And she said, her and Jax are going to try for baby number two this month. And...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that same month, so then, yeah, then we see him at the Mondrian later with the Burning Man girl. It's like, wah! I mean, he didn't do anything, but, you know. No, oh my God, I thought, well, we'll have to talk about that in the Valley. But, like, the fact that Michelle... allegedly cheated, possibly even for a year. Michelle is the one wanting the divorce. Michelle is the one not wanting therapy. Michelle is Michelle. And but he's just talking to the girl, and she comes up with, like, death glare eyes. She's like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to her? Like, I'm like, girl, you have no right to be possessive right now.
I know.
And she did that later. When like, he literally said, like, there was moments, and there was moments last week, where I really feel for Jesse, and he's sitting at that table, he's just, like, done, right? Because he said he just finished his therapy session, where basically the therapist told him, yeah, your wife's done, she's gonna leave you. Like, he's depleted.
And you know, she's, like,
needling him.
I actually am, like, very impressed with this therapist, because I mean, obviously he's a very hard client to deal with. You know, a hard patient to deal with, because it's going to take a lot for him to see that he possibly did something wrong, or even to tell him that he's wrong. And this person managed to be like, your marriage is over. And he took it. Like, he, like...
Yeah, threw it to him.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
But, like, knowing this, and she keeps needling him, like, be here for me. Do what I say. Be more fun. But it's like, I think he's done taking orders from you.
And if I were reading between the lines of what her plea was with him in that moment was, like, we are filming a show.
Yeah.
You said that you were going to do this. Like, don't make me look like this, and don't be all quiet like I'm torturing you or something. Like, do what you said you were going to do.
It was a little reminiscent of Sandoval going with Kristen to Sir before Stassi slaps her, when he knew.
Yes, yes.
He's like, get your dress on. We're going. I'll stand by you for tonight. But, yeah, it was a little bit like, you're like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So Sheena's talking to Brittany about Brock. I can see where they both relate. You know, Brock and Jack seem, you know, kind of like they're kind of the old school manly men, and how their egos would be affected if they're not bringing in the money, but their wives are. And, like, obviously neither wife cares, but, you know, it's just emasculating to them.
I loved when Brittany brought up when she was making more money than Jackson, how that bothered him. For some reason, that just brought me great joy. Like, it's not as fun when Sheena talks about it with Brock, because it's, like, I think because we know the situation there. But to have Jax be, like, to be put down by Britney's Jenny Craig money was really hilarious.
Well, just because, you know, he's like, you wouldn't even be on this show if it wasn't for me. I made you.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's
yeah.
all those things.
Yeah, he's like, you're welcome. You're welcome for the opportunities. Remember, you were from Kentucky. Kentucky. Yeah.
I mean, and again, those are just natural thoughts that really anyone would probably have. You know? To be honest.
Oh my gosh.
So Brock needed, like, they showed a flashback of Sheena just kind of berating Brock. She's like, if you can't do anything right, don't do it at all. Like, it's like, it's laundry, Sheena, calm down. He doesn't care if his socks are pink.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I need to step away from some breath work. And oh, he's also upset. She's like, he's just mad because he wanted to go to dinner for our anniversary. And I was like, honey, I wanted to do a big thing with her friends. I'm like, of course you did, because you wanted it filmed. And
yeah.
Like, can't we just go to dinner? And I'm like, this is where you kind of like, oh, you know. And
I like how the thing with friends wasn't filmed.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. And did you notice where they went for their anniversary dinner?
Yes, Spartan G's.
Yes.
It did not look as packed as when we were there.
or nor as fun.
I think the novelty has worn off. Yeah, I kind of a, like, really, you're going there now? Like, this is what you're doing? Like, you're, like, 8 years too late.
And, like
it's not really
it doesn't thing. It doesn't seem like a nice, like, filming location. It seems like it would be, like, so chaotic and loud and uncomfortable. Like,
I mean, they could have made it nice,
to
a if they captured some of the things they used to do on the tables there. But yeah, it's so tight.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, I don't know. It's like the Rainforest Cafe now or something. Like,
oh, I miss the Rainforest Cafe.
Mm. The food was horrible.
But it was fun.
Yeah. Oh, and don't get me wrong, I love Chain. I love the Hard Rock's food is really good, but Planet Hollywood's food was, remember when there's Planet Hollywood's, like, the restaurant?
Yeah.
I think their food wasn't so good, but the Hard Rock food is good. And are there still Hard Rocks around?
I don't know.
Besides, like, the Vegas Hotel?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. So, Sheena's brain. Okay, so Sheena, so Brock wants a nanny. Sheena doesn't want any strangers. I understand that, especially being, you know, the huge celebrities that they are, not wanting a stranger. But at the same time, literally every best friend of Sheena's was a stranger, like off the street, literally. And like the next day, they were best friends. Like, there's so many stories of that. And, you know, a lot of them aren't even her friends anymore. But like, she literally meets someone, and then the day after, they're her best friends. So it's like, if you can make all these strangers be your best friends, maybe you could, you know, turn one of these best friends into a nanny. Like, I'm not saying, like, leave your kid with someone you don't know, but, like, you can maybe do supervised nanny. Like, get to know someone for a while, or go off recommendations, or, you know, referrals. Share a nanny with Lala.
Yeah, well, I just feel like, once again, it's, like, such a different conversation since, like, they film so much. Like, they are required to go to all these events. Well, I don't think they're required, but Sheena loves to go to these events.
And Ariana and Katie don't go to all these events, or Lala.
Yeah, so it is a lot. It's a lot for Erica, and it would be a lot for the nanny, too. Like, they would really have to tag team that to make it work. So I totally get her being, like, not sure about bringing somebody in. It's just because it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and you have to think about, is this person going to go through my stuff? Are they going to be invasive? Are they here like a Monica Garcia, like, for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, you literally have to build trust with someone. So I also get what Brock was saying, too, is like, well, we have to start because it is going to take a while, you know, so we got to just get someone in here, even if it's, you know, a couple hours a day or something, just to get started, to start building that trust, so.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have a network, like, between, like, you know, Anne said there's, like, this little network of, you know, assistants to the stars, and certainly Zach Wickham was one. We have Anne, you have Jessica, all these people that could, like, probably know people. They could say, try this person, or you know, I worked with this nanny for this person, or, you know what I mean? Like, they have a little network. They could find people.
Oh, for sure.
That were nannies for far, you know, bigger people. But anyways, so Sheena explains how this OCD and postpartum OCD and the whole Scandoval thing has, like, her intrusive thoughts are exploding, and she keeps thinking about, like, Brock with Lala or Brock with a nanny, or, now that's some Lifetime shit right there, the nanny. But, I mean, I would feel, and she brings it up again at James's, and, like, as Lala, like, her best friend, and then sitting there, like, it would be so uncomfortable and awkward to, like, hear your friend, like, that. If you said that about Chad, like, you worried, like, leaving Chad with me, like, what if, you know, what if something happens? Like,
I would
feel so weird.
Yeah, I would, like, literally expect you to, like, set me straight and be like, if you think that, then, like, don't talk to me anymore, because that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually, like, a really crazy thing to say.
But, like, remember with Kristen, when Stassi was asking her, she's like, ew, gross, no offense, but no way. I wouldn't touch him with a, like, sometimes friends have protested too much.
That's true.
But, yeah, as, like, in Lala's position, it would feel so awkward and weird because she's so close with Sheena to hear that, even though she knows Sheena doesn't believe it. It still is, like, an awkward spot to be.
The only reason I'm, like, giving her a pass on that comment that she keeps saying over and over and over and over is that I think that, like, as she was processing Scandoval, someone brought that up, and they're like, that'd be like if Brock hooked up with Lala, and, like, well, they did, a little, like, light bulb went off, and she's like, you're right. So now she can't, like, let go of, like, that illustration in her own mind, because that is what it is to her.
Remember,
you know,
like, Sandoval's publicist allegedly dropped that rumor of Brock also hooked up with Raquel. So it's like she's had those thoughts, obviously planted, and now the correlation would be Lala, because Lala is the new Raquel to Sheena. So it makes sense. I totally get it. I'm just saying how awkward I would feel if I were Lala.
No,
like, God, you think that?
Yeah, well, I swear, like, when they were at James's house for the pool party, Sheena said it again, and the camera quickly, someone did a quick, like, cut to Lala, and she looked and was like, she made a face like, huh? Like, it's a really, because I don't know. And I feel like Lala is already sensitive about that whole subject. So it's kind of shitty for Sheena to, like, why not say Ali? Or why not say, like, somebody else? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so
what happens next?
Are you checking on Daisy?
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk about the lunch.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Katie and Tom meet for lunch at Mel's Diner, which I love. They have one in San Francisco I would go to all the time. But this is in LA, obviously. And they just start talking about dating. He's like, oh, are you dating? And She's like, well, are you looking for a relationship? He keeps cutting her off. She's like, well, I'm dating and I'm open to getting to know people with those intentions, but I'm not invested. That's how I am. Yeah. I don't want a relationship. Yeah. I don't want to be invested. She's like, well, just like calm down. Like she didn't even really ask you. He's like, that was my thing. It's like, Joe hurt my feelings. I'm like, Joe hurt your feelings? Excuse me, sir. Like, he said, well, she asked me if I was embarrassed of her. I'm like, yeah, because her feelings are hurt, not yours. And Katie's like, well, yeah, you're pretty elusive when about talking about her or when anyone asks about her. You deny and lie and hide. Of course she asked that. And yet somehow Tom turns it around like his feelings were hurt that she asked him that. It's like, well, it's your behavior and your actions. Like, the whole audience, all of us, are wondering, are you hiding Joe from everyone? Because it certainly seems like that. And we've seen them out in person where he has totally hidden her. He's hidden from her. We've seen her look for him.
She was literally, like, lurking in the shadows, hoping he would come back there.
And asking, have you seen Tom? Where's Schwartz? Is he still here?
Like pacing.
Yeah. He was literally hiding. So, they talk about, like, what'd she say about the hair? She questions. She's like, so who did your hair? And he's like, oh, Joe and what's her name?
Lena. Yeah, something.
So those two gals, just in case you missed it on a previous podcast, guys, Schwartz has slept with both Lena and Joe. Lena is Joe's boss. They were pictured in that little photograph. Just a little bit of trivia. Katie's like, I'm questioning the hair. She's like, who did it? And she's like, this is your hard launch? Like, this is like, you're good with this? And he's like, yeah, I like it. Like, you know, I had a hair glow up. And she's like, yeah, I did too. He's like, what? No, you didn't. What do you mean? And she like points to her hair that is like very different from last year, you know? He's like, oh, huh?
No, he literally says, when was your glow up? Like, he's such a... I would have, like, reached over and, like, punched him.
Oh, they're talking about Tori, like, who she likes better. And he's like, let's see who she texts back first. So they both text Tori, and...
Sure enough. It's Schwartz.
Yeah. Oh, my God. At least she texted Katie back immediately, too, though. Can you imagine if she just didn't text her back at all for an hour?
That would have been horrible. Okay, so did you already discuss, like, the weird tension between them in this scene?
About dating, like, Joe asking him about
hiding. No. They're, like, weird flirtation with each other.
Yeah, that's been happening.
Like, you know, like, when you are, like, a lot of the times, I would say more than half of this season, Katie has acted like extremely disgusted with Schwartz. Like everything he does, she's just like, ugh. Like that's pretty much like the theme. It's just like, yuck. But I feel like there's something that you can't fake, and that's like chemistry. And I don't know that if I was sitting across like a cafe table from my ex-husband, if I could smile and smirk flirt like that. Like, they really are, like, flirting.
Well, they did it last week in James's yard. And then next week, we see Schwartz proposition Katie for a one-night stand.
Do you think she's going to say yes or no?
No. I think they even showed her being like, what? No. No. And she's talked about it on her podcasts I've heard her on.
I'm trying to think of a meme right now of, I know this is like, I'm jumping way ahead, but like a meme where it says like, which Terry does Schwartz like better, Terry cloth shirts or Terry?
Oh, that's good.
And then like a picture of Terry. Because, I don't, but it's like, it's not there yet. So I'm still workshopping that.
Or you could even just like tag him and ask him to answer.
Yeah.
That was funny when she's like, how many Terry cloth shirts do you own now?
Like, you know, that's
I
like,
I love that.
You know, like when you're trying like a new, like, fashion moment and someone happens to call it out. Like, let's say maybe you have repeated something twice. Like, you're really, like, maybe, like, someone's like, hey, Holly, you really into crushed velvet or what? You know, it's like, it's kind of embarrassing because you're like, yeah, I'm trying it out, okay? God.
When I was, like, 10, 11, 12, I lived in strapless terry cloth rompers. With, like, elastic in the middle, like, in short.
Like the retro skating ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
My mom would wear them, too, gardening. That was horrifying. It's like, no, these are for me. Like, what are you doing?
Gardening?
Yeah, what are you doing, lady?
Did she have, like, a green one?
Yes, and so it was fine. Yes, it was green. But it was awkward because, like, I was, like, 10, 11, 12, like, boob free. She had, like, these gigantic, like, gallon-sized melons. And I'm like, no, it's like, it's not, no, ma'am. Like, I couldn't do it now unless I had a strapless bra. But, like, when I was that age, like, you're fine, you know? But I loved it. I still think it's cute. It's very Three's Company-ish.
The last time I wore, like, a strapless bra and it worked was, like, 100% high school. Like, I don't think I've ever had one past then.
I went. They're too small, though.
I used to wear one with, like, my baton costume, though, because I would hate, like, if any, like, nipple showed, I was, like, devastated. So I had to have, like, a bra there.
But clearly you could not wear a Kim Kardashian bra with that nipples accentuated.
I'm kind of...
Can you imagine?
I kind of like those.
Can you imagine if you were, like, the majorette and you're going down Main Street, USA, leading the parade, and all the men lined up with their wives and children in the parade, and there you are in, like, a Kim K bra with the nipples sticking out. Like, how many men would have to run and be like, I have to go to the bathroom, honey? This, like, 16-year-old girl with batons and a short skirt and, like, a nipple bra.
It's
like,
so, oh. It's, nipples are so trending right now. Oh man, that's funny.
Okay, back to Sheena. I thought it was kind of interesting that she ordered an espresso martini, and this was long before her chili sponsorship.
I was cracking up at that. I was like, okay, like, either she's
like,
did
they dump that in there post sponsorship?
Something.
She should go read her lips, because maybe she's like, I'll have a vodka soda, but then they're like, espresso martini.
And then can we please, like, review what Brock's order was?
His drink order?
Yes.
I just remember lollipop.
I could have, like, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I thought he ordered a freaking gin and juice.
And then it had a lollipop in it?
Yes. Okay. But
you're
maybe
right.
Maybe it was called something. Maybe it was called, like, ginger juice or something. And I thought I heard gin and juice.
You're probably right.
I don't know.
He's pretty gangster.
That's funny.
She said, "I brought the toys to our hotel room." Do you remember that?
He didn't seem too excited about that.
I know. And what's funny is he was the one that got her into sex toys. Huh. She never touched one in her life. She never masturbated in her life. She's did a million podcasts on that topic, ever, until she had someone on her podcast that was, like, you know, a sex expert who had a toy line, and, you know, of course, like, the person brought her all the toys, and Sheena put it in her as a gift. Sheena put it in her trunk and, like, never took it out again. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I do believe her story that she's never used sex toys. And it was, like, in there for a year, and, like, she was with Brock then later on, and Brock was, like, cleaning out her car, and he's like, "What's this, honey?" And it's, like, the big bag of gifts. And she's like, "Oh my God, I forgot I was in there. You can just throw that away." And he's like, "Why would you throw this away? And it's brand new, honey." And she's like, "I don't use that. I don't need that. I don't do that." And he's like, "What? You're missing a lot of fun." And he slowly introduced her into that world, and now she loves it. So she bought him. But yeah, he didn't seem as excited as he once was.
Yeah, well, he just kind of gave her, like, a look. I was like, oh. I also loved that the reservation was under Davies for two. And
would it be under Marie for two?
Shay.
Well, she goes by Sheena Marie. Now Marie for two. Can you imagine the
now she switched from Shay to Marie now?
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
She was trying to, but it just isn't sticking because she's like, well, Andy keeps saying Shay, so I may just leave it. Like, she doesn't want to legally because it's so much paperwork, but, like, she was trying to push that, like, you know, social media-wise and usage-wise because she wanted to, you know, out of respect for Brock, it dropped the Shay. It's just, it's too late, you know. You either just got to fully change it to Honey Davies, but she can't until he does and blah, blah, blah. But can you imagine, like, the maitre d', like, maybe he, like, works with TMZ and, like, pay, you know, TMZ would be like, hey, give us a call when someone big comes in and, you know, you get $100. Can you imagine he's like, hey, TMZ, we have a reservation for Shay. Do you think it's Sheena? Get your full team over here now. Like, does she think that they have to use Davies to be, like, incognito? Because, like, Shay, everyone will be like, oh, my God, Shay, we have a reservation for Shay, everyone. Everyone on deck. All hands on deck. But, yeah, actually, that would be terrible if Rock went up there. He's like, a reservation for two under Shay. If I was Mike Shay, I'd be home watching, laughing my ass off, watching my replacement use my name as a reservation. Oh, man. So then she's like, have you ever thought this is your second chance of being a dad? And it's like, why is it a second chance? He's still trying to be a dad in the capacity that he's allowed to be. But she makes him cry. I'm like, damn, this isn't a great dinner.
Yeah.
But she does say how much she supports him and appreciates how tenacious he is. And then he says he wants to continue doing more couples therapy. I'm like, okay. I mean, they seem to be good communicators.
Yeah. But then, like, she makes a comment where she's like, but if it doesn't work, we do have a prenup. I don't know where it is, but there is one.
Yeah.
It's like, was that necessary?
Yeah, and I made sure I got the houses both in my name. It's like, that would feel like,
yeah,
I think it's great for Brock to do that, to prove to everyone. But it's also would feel a little icky, like, well, she really doesn't trust me.
Yeah.
But I think it's just that she doesn't trust the situation, which, you know, what happened with Sandoval and Ariana, who she thought was probably the most trustworthy couple ever, what happened with her and Shay, and, yeah, you know, you just never know.
Yeah. And I actually, from the previews, you know, from last week to this week, I thought this whole conversation went a lot better than, like, I was ready to just, like, rip into this whole conversation. But I thought that they handled it well. Like you said, I think they are really good at communicating. Yeah. For now. I don't know.
For now.
Yeah. I don't know. There's red flags all over the place here. And there always was. So I think that I think it's great they're vocalizing, like, what's bothering each of them. So hopefully they can work through it.
Yeah. So is this where Sandoval admits he's having a trashy midlife crisis? I'm like, okay, keep going.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Listening.
This whole part, I just said, they are so gross. Like, I
put douchey.
Like,
douching around.
Like, I wasn't like, this is so relatable. Like, this is how me and my friends are around LA. This is, like, it wasn't funny. It wasn't random. It was just, like, yuck.
You know, like, I would say, is there a prop store for, like, retro 80s Ford convertibles, but you know where they probably got it? It's probably Jason's. That's probably his car. Jason,
don't give him that much credit.
Not Jason Caperna, you guys. Jason Bader, Tom's band leader.
No, he has like a Corolla.
Or a LeBaron.
Yeah.
So they're like douching around, literally, and go get tattoos. And Schwartz gets Gordo and Butters' heads tattooed on him.
And then the chair in the tattoo shop proves that it's Team Ariana and just literally pummels Sandoval to the floor.
Like he's like splat, like Garfield on the windshield. He's like, bleh! Right on the floor.
Like the chair basically said, like, fuck you, Sandoval.
And he even says, he's like, my karma's not been very good lately. and then the editors play, no karma, no karma.
They really missed it, like, and it's because it came out after this was filmed and edited and everything, but they really missed the mark with, they should have played JoJo Siwa's version of Karma's a Bitch, because that would have fit perfectly there.
And because she carried him.
Yeah. They're very much alike, dude. Like, I, the more I, like, get to know JoJo and see what she's up to, and I think of how they're very similar, very similar.
Really?
Yes.
Like, narcissistic?
Yes, everything. The way
I really liked her.
The way JoJo?
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked her on Special Forces, and I liked her on Dance Moms.
I have a whole. There's a whole other rabbit hole you need to go down.
Well, yeah, you totally know her way more than I do because you know you guys have followed her, but. I liked her as a little kid, and then I liked her on Special Forces, but that's all I know.
Yeah, and I will say, I too was a fan of her there, so, okay. Yeah, but it's like new stuff that I'm not down with.
Oh, I must know. Well, I was thinking, because I did write down, I'm like, maybe we can do, I don't know if we do it here or Patreon or something, on May 1st when they do that Dance Moms thing. Okay, I have a quick question for you on that. So I'm really excited for this Dance Moms reunion because I love all the girls. I didn't know most of them quit dancing the day they quit Abby Lee. Like, that's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see what the girls look like growing up. I'm sad Mackenzie is not on there. But, okay, so when I check the charts, I always see the Dance Moms mm-hmm. podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they always chart, you know, pretty well. But if they... Christy said on Watch What Happens Live, they've never gone back and watched any of the episodes. So what do they podcast on?
I think they literally speak from like their experiences. Like they don't talk about
how do they
like,
remember if they don't go back and watch some of the episodes?
Just like you remember experiences, you know, like it's very fresh for them.
Okay, well, I mean, they've been consistent for quite a long time. They've been charting for a long time. So yeah. I would just think that's a lot to remember if you're not watching the episodes.
Yeah.
But I'm impressive. Well, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. But yeah, the whole thing is like very interesting to follow. Like all of the girls are very present on social media and stuff. And just following their journeys is really interesting.
Yeah, I want to see what they're all doing now. I mean, yeah. I know a little bit about a couple of them, but, you know, there's some I forgot. I forgot about Paige and Brooke.
Yes, you know. And they have a big social media presence right now that's they're really funny, like really funny.
Okay. I mean, I know the mom is who I remember. I remember them very well. I just, when you kind of think about the old school, you know, and I also wish Vivi was on.
Vivi has kind of made a comeback too, dude.
Really? Oh, yes. And Nia's not on. Why isn't Nia on this reunion?
They decided to not partake in this, and that it really pissed off JoJo. That's like another like point well,
yeah,
of
JoJo
contention
is,
right now.
It's huge. If she can participate, like I can somewhat see Maddie and Mackenzie because Melissa, their mom, never was in the clique of the moms, but the other moms were. You know?
Well, they're still, like, they have, like, reunited with the group, like, multiple times, but they chose to not be associated with this lifetime thing. So, okay. Like, the night before, they were all at somebody's birthday or so, you know, like, they're not vibing with whatever is going on.
Okay. So Sandoval and Schwartz are talking about Kyle Chan's party. It's going to be crazy, dude. Like, it's on, like, an island and everything. Like, It's Treasure Island. It's just like some land between Oakland and San Francisco. It's not like Ibiza. Been there 1,000 times.
I'm starting to get like anxiety about how quickly this is coming to an end,
and where we are in terms of like what has been accomplished this season. And for them to already, like, we're already nearing the end. We're at the peak of the season ending in San Francisco at this gold party. Like, I'm just like, I hope it meets my needs.
I know, I got a little panicked because, and then when they showed like them dressing up and packing, I'm like, no, not yet. We're not ready.
Not yet. No, slow it down.
I mean, I do want to go to the gold bar on Treasure Island, but the way he was like, it's like an island and everything. It's like, it's not even Catalina. It's like it's like Lido Island, but not fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, we're going to an island, Holly. It's called Newport Pier. It's literally like when you cross the bridge from Oakland to San Francisco, it's just like the mound of land in between it. It's Alcatraz. So like, we're going to an island. It's called Alcatraz. It's like the same thing, you know. It's fun. We would just have all of our concerts there, and it's beautiful. But like, if it goes into the night, it's just black and cold and windy, so you can't really see anything. But the bar looks cool.
Sandoval brings up the freaking living together situation with Schwartz and tries to convince him, like, dude, I have a soda gun. Beer taps.
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's the part I missed that I wrote down, like, a couple, like, minute 45, rewatch. And then I just decided that wasn't necessary. I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
Oh, because my stupid thing froze. And I'm like, reload.
Sarah, would you like to go to the face gym?
Is that where Allie and James went?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't like the microcurrents. Remember, I yelled at my lady for that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, it's better. I'm like, you did one eye. I'm like, no, I don't like live currents next to my eyeballs. I feel weird about it. Well, no, you'll see. And then she's like, see what a difference. And so she shows up one eye to the other. And I'm like, no, I don't. And then I'm like, I don't care. She's like, well, it'll be uneven. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want it. Don't touch my other eye or I'm out of here. So she didn't do it, so I only had one eye done. And I go in the car, and I look at my eyes, and the eye that wasn't done looked better. So don't fuck with shit like that. I'll do a facial.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pee my pants.
The mummy Navy SEAL mode thing, which I don't
think... What? One eye's going to be uneven. I don't care. Don't touch it.
My friend Julie had Botox and it was uneven and her eyebrow was 4 feet higher than her other eyebrow. It's fine. It'll pass. Yeah, I don't like, that's why I don't like, I have to read the facials carefully because it'll be like the ultimate anti-aging. And if I read in there, we used our microcurrent. I'm like, nope.
The one eyebrow was 4 feet tall.
It was. Were you around when she, yes. You know, when you get the cheap Botox, yes. And it went like a V, and then Lauren and her daughter and I went and like drew V's on our faces, and she's like, fuck you guys. You get what you pay for.
Oh my God. I remember when I had that one horrible boss at the place where Julie and I worked, she came out and she was like, I found a Groupon for Botox. And one of the other attorneys that worked across the hall was like, dude, you can't use a Groupon for Botox. Like, you can't do it. Not do it. And the lady was like all offended. Oh, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah. But, you know, James is like, I'm not big on plastic surgery. I'm like, well, your mom is. But remember, he's consistent. That's why he was hard on Raquel. He didn't want her to get any more work done. And
yeah.
He's probably scared because he sees what happens sometimes.
Right.
And he doesn't need it. It's like, I think I have pretty boy energy. At least that's what my mom says. So she's like, well, I really want to work on this cat dog thing because, like, I don't want to get used to sleeping in the guest room with the cats because it'll be like 5 years later and here we are sleeping apart and I'd like to be able to see my cat. And he's like, look, we're never going to be able to all cuddle together. It's never going to happen. She's like, well, you have to make some sacrifices, James. And she doesn't seem thrilled with that idea. Okay, I have heard the cats, and you can commingle. I have heard they're commingling now, so they're not trapped in a room or in a, you know, outside or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's bothering me is she keeps saying cats, plural, but she never reveals the name of the other cat.
Yeah.
I'm going to post something and tag her because it's been bothering me for quite some time.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's like justice for a mystery cat.
Yeah.
Just saying. Maybe the mystery cat doesn't want to be known. Maybe he wants to be anonymous. Maybe he doesn't want all the attention. Mr. Banks is like an attention whore, maybe.
Ariana is working out on the treadmill at home, which I was like, oh, well, my God.
I was triggered. I saw purple lights. I'm like, not again. And then it was her. I was like, oh.
Yeah, okay. I was like, okay, so they're both using the gym. Like, no wonder Sandoval's so freaking bitter. Like, she is using everything still.
Dude, that's mine. That's mine. You better not break that treadmill.
I think Ariana wins, like, most FaceTime calls this season with Daniel. Normally the cast will FaceTime with Lisa when they're, like, in Mexico. They're like, Lisa, we just wanted to check in. We know that, you know, Wolf is opening. So just, you know, are you wearing your hard hat? It's, like, the most ridiculous. Like, and this time it's phone calls with Daniel while he is, you know, sitting there. And she's like, so you're coming to San Francisco with me. Are you excited? And he's like, yeah, I'm super excited. Is that what you want me to do? And she's like, yes. I was like, what the hell?
And more exciting news, someone suggested we do a meetup at Wolf, and we would love to do that, so maybe this summer we can plan a Wolf meetup. Wolf.
100% we are doing a Wolf meetup, and 100% we're doing a something about her meetup, too. Like, I'm already, like, considering, like, what I can do to, like, make a splash. I'm like, do we pitch a tent, like, the night before and camp out? Like, I don't know.
Well, it is the night before would be a see you next Tuesday.
We could, yeah, the night before would be, yeah. It could be a lot of fun. I'm sure we could just
set up shop. Or not. It'd be a lot of fun. I think it sounds like fun until we're in our car at 4 a.m. in West Hollywood with, like, critters walking around, like,
in our car. No, I'm literally going to be in a tent.
Oh God.
Like, I'm gonna oh my God,
I can bring, like, a little mini barbecue kibble.
Yeah, campfire. It could be, like, a lot of fun.
Like, ladies, you need to pick it up, move along. There's a fire. No, there's no fire things right now. We've had a lot of rain. It's fine.
Yeah.
What if we fell asleep and then we just accidentally burnt Saw down? We could blame Lisa. Be like, Lisa's got insurance up in this place. We're sure of it. Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
We burn the whole place down right before they open. It's like, oh. And then, there's video cameras, so it's not like we could just run and...
They're like, the Vanderpump Rules party girls burnt down something about her.
They'd sue us for all of our Patreon money.
Yeah. They're like, you will never record again.
All right. We are becoming famous. The fact that we've been reached out to. I'm like, oh, you know exactly who we are. Cool. Kinda. Okay, I almost had a heart attack, though, when she was working out, and, like, this creature entered the room. I'm like, because Craig looks so much like Sandoval.
You know, the other thing that I have to say about Ariana is, and I hope this is true in real life, obviously, but, like, she treats the assistant really nice, whoever it is, whether it be Anne or Craig. Like, she, you know, they're like, he wants to know if he can work out. She's like, I'll be done in 10 minutes. Like, she's very kind to them about it and easygoing, which I feel like that could be, like, really awkward if she wasn't.
Yeah. I heard Craig was only, like, the assistant for, like, a week.
Oh, wow.
But they're still friends. And I don't know if he still works at Schwartz and Sandy's or he hangs out with them there.
I mean, I fully recognize him from there.
Yeah. I did not want to skip the part where Lala said she has like 1,400 gray hairs. And even Sheena, like, as your friend, you're supposed to go, no, you don't. Oh, I see one. Come on. Sheena's like, oh, yeah.
She's all, we'll get you some of that root stuff. She's like, I'm sponsored by them because I draw on the roots, you know, to like make my ponytail line look better. So we can just throw some of that dust on your grays. It's fine.
So we go to the Sir brunch.
Oh, everyone's
the girls,
there.
Girls, the Toms, the patio.
The terry cloth shirt.
The terry cloth.
Guillermo.
The Lisa. Why are we hosting brunch with Jax? We talked about this. Jax roasting her.
I will say this was a riveting scene, though, because I love me some, like, fired up Lisa, and I love when someone doesn't just, grovel. Or when someone just doesn't cower down to her. It's when she does some of her best work. Like, she needs that to, like, play off of.
Well, because he didn't cower, but, like, he kissed up. He's like, you know, oh, I love you, I hug you, but he's like, she's like, you roasted me, and he's like, you abandoned. He's like, you wrote us off. You wrote me and my wife off. We haven't heard from you in 3 years. We had a baby. He's like, you've known me for 10 years. So that I won't give him that.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that he said that.
Because Brittany has said that too. So he's not lying. Like, that's true. And they probably felt like discarded, meaningless pieces of nothing because she just ditched them, as she does Raquel, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Raquel made a really good point on her last podcast. So Lisa's so concerned with, and everyone is so concerned with Tom Sandoval's mental health. So that mental health is so important when it comes to him. But when it comes to her, not important.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, you know, Lisa or anybody else. So whatever, they hug, and he's like, I love you, Lisa. She's like, well, I kind of love you too, even though you're fucking annoying.
Yeah, but yeah, their banter was funny. There was tension, and I very much enjoyed it. It made a normally boring Sir scene a little more exciting.
Yeah, which she's like, I could have clapped back at you and said you're the only person.
Yeah, she's all. I could have gone to the press. It's like, yeah. Lisa
could have said you weren't needed on the show anymore, but I didn't. Yeah. So then Jax pops out. He's like, hey, guys. He's like, Ariana, I have some gossip for you. Did you know Schwartz might be moving into your house?
Yikes.
Katie weighs in. She's like, anybody talks about how much they've changed is usually the person that's, like, changed the least. And that's Jax.
Yeah, and it's true.
I was thinking that last night when, you know, anytime you say, like, I'm a really good person, I'm a really good guy, I'm like, well, usually, like, you don't say that about yourself unless you're, like,
someone
that you are.
I feel like when you are a good person, you don't have to say that because everyone else is saying it. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Hi, Holly's mom. Nice to meet you. I'm Sarah. I'm a really good person.
Like, yeah.
Like, you don't say that.
Yeah.
But anyways, James is like, everybody, I'm having a pool party after brunch, which I was like, isn't there brunch like 11 to 3? I'm like, you're going to have a pool party like 4 o'clock?
Well, and it was like, it was so random how he was like telling everyone too. Like, everyone just like sitting around having brunch and he's like, anyone want to come over for a pool party? It's like, what?
It's only like, an hour and a half away.
I'd be like, dude, I didn't even bring my suit. Like, you didn't tell. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
borrow Allie's?
That's Hollywood, and you live in Burbank.
Yeah, I guess I can swing by Target. Jesus.
Exactly. So pool party starts at like 8 p.m. after like Saturday night traffic. Oh, wait, what day is it? It's a brunch. So it's Saturday or Sunday. Weekend traffic in West Hollywood, which is super fun.
Like, what a freaking exhausting day that these people have.
Yeah.
And then
drinking and driving because no one's Ubering from West Hollywood to Burbank.
And everyone is like sitting in the restaurant. And then because no one will film with Sandoval, he's over at the bar in Sir. And so James like hobbles over there and he's like, Sandoval, do you too want to come to my pool party? And he's like, yeah, dude, that'd be cool.
He's like, you know, I woke up and I don't want to feel angry. You know, we're men. We should get past this.
And Sandoval's like, I'm glad you recognize that, dude. It's like, fuck you, Sandoval. Why don't you recognize, like, well, he always turns it around on the person.
I know. Like, and like, take, even if you're going to say that, be like, yeah, I was thinking about it too, so I'm glad you recognized that as well.
Yes.
You know, like, no, it's like, I'm glad you saw you're the problem. Like, shut up. If I was James, I'd be like, I take it back.
Well, James did. He's like, you need to recognize how you sound, because in it, like, when you look back on what you're saying, you're going to be like mortified.
Yeah. Like 6 months, you're going to be cringing, mate.
Yeah.
And he should be cringing. Like Ariana said, like the production is trying to give him a redemption arc, but Sandoval is not participating. She's right.
So then we go to the pool party, and Jax is like yelling to like the top of his lungs, anyone that will listen, hey guys, I'm coming to the pool party too, because my wife's at home. Yep, my wife's at home, so I'm free to have fun at this wild, super cool pool party in Burbank.
He's so excited to drink. I get to drink. Let's drink, you guys. I got a babysitter. Wife said it's okay. Let's drink. I want to drink. Come on. I'm like, but you really want to drink?
Yeah,
you
like,
own a bar, dude.
Like, calm down. And, like, why have you been in every fucking scene of this episode? I don't understand. It's like, so this is your second time at James's house within the last 2 days?
Yeah.
So you had a call time in Burbank twice?
And Jax, who doesn't like to drive more than a mile, he's like, I'll go to Burbank a couple times. Sure,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
what? I can't take my golf cart to Burbank.
So the girls are arguing, and they're like, I'm Posh Spice. No, I am.
I like that Lala, Sheena made Lala be Sporty Spice. No, like, no one wants to be Sporty Spice. And Lala won't have it. She's like, well, no, then I'm Posh. And Kitty's like, excuse me? Clearly I'm Posh. Which I will give her that.
I will, too.
Ariana's got to be baby, because she looks like baby.
Yeah.
Sheena, I get more ginger vibes than sporty, than scary vibes. Wouldn't you think? A little thirsty.
just repeating their names and like remembering who I identified with and stuff. I'm just like, oh my.
Who did you identify with?
Ginger.
I did too. I liked baby, but I knew I was nothing like baby. I'm like, I most like ginger, I guess. But I didn't like sporty, even though I was a sporty person. I didn't like posh. I thought she was a bitch. And then I didn't like scary. I thought she was too annoying.
Me too.
So maybe Sheena could be scary because she's kind of annoying. Loud and annoying. So I'll give that to Sheena. I'll give it to her.
So Katie decides that she's going to take up for Allie and talk about...
I'll take up for Allie all the time.
And talk about the cats and hippie and Harry being out of town. And James walks in and Lala's like, we're talking about you. And he's like, oh, really?
So wait a second. So James has a third brother. Why can't either Jacqueline, his mommy, or his dad, who lives with Paul, or his third brother, why can't any of them watch Hippie?
I don't know, but what I would have said, like, if I was, like, extremely desperate, and I thought that it was, like, literally affecting my relationship, and I needed to find someone to watch Hippie, and everyone was, like, bringing it to my doorstep, I'd be like, hey, Katie, you don't have anything going on. Can you watch fucking Hippie?
Yeah.
And she's like a dog parent, you know, so it's like, I feel like she would take good care of him.
I kind of got his point in that he said it's too soon. Like, he's not sure if Hippie could potentially snap again, right? And he doesn't want Hippie to snap on someone he's not used to being taken care of. And then James is in for it again. Like, this is the third time or seventh time this dog must be put down. Like, he's scared. He thinks Hippie's like, whatever, therapize, whatever. But he doesn't know, and he said there needs to be more time. Like,
it's also annoying. It's also annoying when, like, maybe people don't know, like, all of the circumstances, or they don't know, like, what he needs at night, or whatever it may be. I thought it was sweet that he was kind of standing up for Hippie and offering to stay back. I get why Allie would be annoyed. Like, I get it. But I actually found it, like, quite heartwarming that he was, like, kind of sticking to his guns of wanting to be there to take care of the dog until they figured it out.
Yeah, she wants to show off her boyfriend and whatnot, but it's her friends. She's going to be around her friends. Like, he's not needed at the wedding.
Yes.
You know, it's not even like her sister's. It's not even like he would need to go to her sister's. But, you know, it's a college friend. It's not family.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought, too. But, I mean, I totally get both sides. But
why can't they take Hippie on the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Hippie only flies private?
Maybe.
Why don't they call Nicolaine? Since Nicolaine hosted the dog.
I thought it was just, again, such a brilliant scene because, you know, he brings up the thing of, like, they're like, we know, James, we all have animals. And guess what? We have a higher level of animal, children. And he that just, like, pissed him off more, and it pissed them off more. It was great. Great, great elevated argument.
I see Lala's point and everything, but I just love that, you know, because to him, they are his babies, and that's how I feel too. But we, both James and I, are like not technically parents of children, so I understand how you shouldn't compare and someone of an actual baby would be pissed off the way Lala was. It made me laugh. It's just it as made, real it, to James.
It made me laugh too.
She's like, you cannot compare my child. I thought Lala's better argument would have been than having to go through different nannies or whatever. It was like, oh, I know what you're going through. I have to drop my actual child off for 4 days every week or every weekend or whatever. Like, that's more of a like, dude, if I can do that, you can fucking do this.
Totally.
You know?
And I do get that. And I it's. But it was just funny because, like, no one knew what to do. Everyone was so – yeah, there were so many emotions, and it was just so interesting.
Like, we're conjoined at the soul. I you know, we're never going to be apart again. It's like, wow.
I feel really like if I feel like if I was Raquel, I may be, like, super, like, proud of James that he's, A, taking it that seriously – and B, that, like, he obviously cares about, like, the dog is well cared for. I don't know. I would it would give me, like, a little bit of, like, oh.
Well, take, like Brock says, it's time to start looking for a backup dog sitter that you know and trust that you can call, just like a nanny, when Erica's not available.
Did you hear what Tom said to Hippie when him and Kyle arrived to the pool party?
I was so regretful. I was on my computer. I'm like, I need to pause and replay this 100 times.
Me too. I died.
In case you guys missed it, would you like the honors?
I mean, I hope I got it right. But he basically leaned down to Graham and was like, if I ever talk to your mom, I'll tell her you said hi.
Oh, I heard, hey, Hippie, if you see your mom, tell her I said hi.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay, Sandoval Pet Hibby, if you ever talk to your mommy again, tell her I said hi. That's what I wrote down in bold, bigger font, and underlined on my notes.
That's so funny. Mine says, if I ever talk to your mom, I'll tell her you said hi. And then I just wrote, dude. I mean, like, same idea. That is freaking... I was wondering when he was going to say something like that because we knew it was coming.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we'll have to replay after. We'll report back on the exact wording on our after show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie said there's a picture on Reddit with Jax with a girl. And, you know, that's why she said there's the rumors about Jax cheating on Brittany. They're Reddit, but he's blaming her for starting the rumor. She's like, no, it's a picture on Reddit. And he's like, can't take a picture with a fan, which is fair. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know what the picture is. Are they, like, kissing or are they just, like, it's a picture? I don't know. He's like, she's like, I don't even, he's like, why don't you talk to my wife? She's like, oh, so I can tell her what a disgusting pig her husband is. She's like, I don't even like you. And he's like, great, I don't like you either. That's funny.
Yeah.
I liked watching those two spar.
Me too.
I liked Sheena saying, everyone take a drink every time Jack says he's a dad.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm a father now, you guys. Okay. Schwartz pulls Ariana aside. I want to talk to you about something. She's like, I already know, dude. already heard about it. Well, I'm not going to do it. You can do it. I don't care. Really? Really? Wow, that shocks me.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Oh, it's too much money, though. It's too much. Yeah, I'd have to take out a loan for, like, $22,000. Like, you have to take a loan to, like... Wow. Okay. Like, to pay rent, then you shouldn't be moving in when it's... If it's more than you can afford, you shouldn't be taking out a loan to pay your rent.
I thought he was saying that they'd have to, like, finance that or something. That there was... Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't real clear on the whole finance. It's not my specialty.
Expensive bromance.
I have an update from our friend at Schwartz and Sandy's. Okay, let's see. I said maybe she'll show up later. Brittany did show up, and so did Kristen and Luke. I met Kristen, Luke, Danny, Brittany, Jason, who is so nice. Jax was not there, and the only couple that was there was Kristen and Luke.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's cool. See,
then I get FOMO. Yeah, I don't know. We will go back, though. Okay. I would have liked, I told Holly, I felt better knowing Brittany was hosting it because that means Jax probably wouldn't be there. And this is the episode I would have liked to be at Jax's while Jax is there, walking around with a microphone with the scenes with him and Katie. There's no way he wouldn't be able to chime in.
Oh, for sure.
And so that's what I would have had FOMO and miss. But knowing he's not there.
That helps a little.
Yeah. Helps ease the pain. So, then Sheena and Brock start arguing, and you may have to fill in. They're arguing because she wants to leave and get home by 9 o'clock. She's like, I want to put Summer to bed and read a book. He's like, that's what the nanny's doing. She's like, I want to read to her. I want to put my daughter to bed. And he wants to stay. Is that kind
of that? That's the gist of it, yeah. And I think this is where we're really seeing how hard it is to be a working mom on this show. You know, like, she does want to read her daughter the book. She wants to have, like, she was talking about it being around Halloween or something. She's like, I want to read her a Halloween book. Or, you know, like, they are probably texting and saying what she was doing, and she probably had FOMO for her own daughter, you know, of wanting to be there. And she was trying to get Brock out of the pool. He wanted to stay and have a good time, thought that the nanny had it under control, and that didn't go over well with Sheena. It ticked her off.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine maybe some of the resentment is when there's an event with, like, press or other celebrities, like, she doesn't have a curfew. But if it's just friends, which aren't going to really do anything for Sheena's, like, do anything for her, then she wants to go home and be with Summer. You know what I mean? Like, if she thinks she can seen and be seen, maybe meet bigger people, other people, network, you know what I mean? Like, then there's no curfew, but the cast, well, they're not going to propel her forward any more than... they would anyway, so she does. But he is looking at them like, these are my friends and I want to stay and hang out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think that what we're seeing is, I think Brock is home with Summer a lot when Sheena is probably doing a lot to, like, maintain how she looks and everything. You know, she has a lot of work to do, I'm sure, when she's not filming, where she has to run around a little bit. And so when he finally gets to go out and be with his friends and be with Sheena, I think he likes to stay and, like, really have a good time, whereas she's ready to tap out, you know, and go home.
Yeah, that's true, too, because he doesn't get out as much.
Yeah.
I heard Jesse has a girlfriend now, too. Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay, so... then Sandoval and Sheena. And they get into it, and he's like, you're being, like, 100 times more reactive than even Ariana. He's He's like, you're not involved in this, Sheena. You didn't get cheated on. You're not the big victim in this. And she's like, she filed a restraining order against me. He's like, you're writing these songs and bringing up the past. And Brock's like, whoa, 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 mate, that's a little hypocritical. You're making these songs about Schwartz's mom and Raquel. And I might have to agree with Tom here in that it's different. Like, it is and it isn't. It's like, oh, he's making fun of it. It's like cheeky versus like a negative bad mouth thing. But I don't know. It's all fucking fair.
Yeah, I don't think it was a strong argument, but
yeah,
almost. I also loved the moment when when Sheena was like, she put a restraining order on me, and for a second Tom almost loses it and goes, why did she put a restraining order on you? Like, did you hear that? And she was like,
Well, and then they showed a montage of her saying, shut your mouth, Sandoval, shut your mouth. Like, that wouldn't happen if you shut your mouth. So I believe Sandoval when he says everything he heard Sheena say that that phone call. I think he was telling the truth. Sheena didn't want him to say that because that doesn't work well for her with her restraining order and lawsuit and case and everything. Mm-hmm. Of course. You know, she's being like, dude, you already screwed us over. Don't really screw me over. Shut your mouth. But, you know, he heard what he heard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, but he's not understanding. And I guess she's not the biggest victim by any means. But yes, the restraining order and then the rumors that were rumored to have been planted by Sandoval's publicist about Raquel and Brock have now caused her to be so paranoid of either Raquel and Brock, and then she got past that. Now she's worried about Lala and Brock. Like, all thanks to Sandoval has, like, made her paranoid. And so she's trying to explain that to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why is that my problem? She's like, you did that to me. That's why it's your problem. And I did kind of, he's like, your reaction is so unwarranted. It's like, if I stepped on Kyle's shoe and he retaliated by burning down my house. Like, okay. I don't know if stepping on the shoe is a good analogy about you cheating on Ariana and Raquel filing a restraining order, but
he always, every like, time he tries to, like, use an illustration, it's always the most extreme thing.
Yeah, and it's not, like, a bad analogy. It's just completely not appropriate here for the situation.
So then, as if, like, this isn't crazy enough, he turns around and says the one thing that will trigger Sheena the most. And he says, well, you've been the other woman.
And that's when
just all hell broke loose.
And, of course, Lala's triggered. She's like, oh, no. Oh, hell no. Because you were the same one, too. And she's like, I was 21. It was 2006, which really doesn't matter because, like, Raquel was also in her 20s. So that argument is not really that fair. Sheena says she didn't know. She didn't know at first, but she eventually knew. So there's some comparisons. Where there's no comparison is, like, she and Brandy didn't even know each other. They weren't friends, certainly not close friends. You know, there's some overlap, and there's a lot of not overlap.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that how fired up and, like, I mean, it's so long ago and so, like, who cares? Like, I'm surprised Sheena actually got that heated. Like, I would almost think she'd be like, that's all you got? Whatever. That was 20 years ago. Or, you know, 15. But it really got her and the other girls riled up.
Yeah.
What do you think about the comparison?
I think it's like a low blow. I think it's an easy shot. But it did what he was trying to get it to do, which was to stop her in her tracks and, like, shut her up, you know, and make... and. It was like shots fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Lala was in her 20s too, so.
Yeah.
There's comparisons to be made. Are they the same or anywhere near the same? No.
Well, also, like, what did that piece of, like, what did that have to do with their arguments? Like, they're going back and forth about who's done what to who. But, like, what does bringing that up about Sheena, like, really have to do with anything other than, like, attacking her character? Like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of like a, like, Sandoval's so stupid, you know?
Like, you've done just as bad of things as me and Raquel. It's like, mm-hmm. It's just totally different. Like, the act itself, the same. The situation, not the same.
Exactly. But, gosh, it made for a great little ending to that episode.
So do you think the party's going to be two episodes? Like,
yes, or... yes, 100%.
All right.
But, like, it'll be fun. You know, we can really get into it, and hopefully it just pops the whole time. Because if I remember from social media posting, a bunch of shit happened on this trip, you know, from...
Oh, the boat ride.
The boat ride, Daniel being in on the mix. Like, it's gonna be good.
That's right. So that'll be two episodes in San Fran. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the after show. Anything we learn on that? And then covering the Valley.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait.
Yes. So thanks for hanging in.
And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.